Right now, though, let's turn our attentions to local government in the city of Greater Bendigo Shire, and we have with us their CEO, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You must be happy overseeing such a large economy as we have here. The news that, all things being equal, we're having some of the restrictions lifted tonight at 11:59. Good news?
Yeah, good news. Hopefully that comes through today, Robbo. No cases in regional Victoria, so we've been pushing for that to be the case.
Yeah.
So retail, hospitality and other businesses will hopefully be able to open tomorrow.
And
with under conditions, of course. Yep.
Yeah. And I guess the message to get out there is love your local.
Yeah, we want anyone in our community to support local business. They're the ones that are doing it really tough, and I think we all feel for them when there's an announcement made one day that you can't come to work the next day. You've got to shut your business down. So a lot of them have turned their efforts to click and collect and take away and those sorts of things. So encouraging all of our community to perhaps, you know, once a week or whatever it might be, just go out and support a local business and make sure that you're helping them through this difficult time. And then even tomorrow when we get back open, hopefully, go along and support them as well.
Yep, that sounds good. There's some good and bad news. You still have to pay your rates, but there's an extension on the time you can pay.
One of those things in life, Steve, is rates are an annual thing. So, and about half of our community pay their rates by instalment. So there's four instalment dates throughout the year. We've extended the May 31 date through to June 14, so another fortnight. So anyone that hasn't been able to pay their rates at that time that were due, there's an extension there. Ask people to community to check our website on updates of where what's available, what's open for council services. So even our customer service centres have to wait and see when they can open up after today's announcement. The art gallery, other venues, libraries, etc. So please check our website, but a little bit of reprieve for rate payments if you were due to pay on the 31st of May.
Yeah. Now, the Heathcote Bush Market, I mean, they love to be flooded with people. Not so keen on being flooded with water. So you're looking for flood mitigation options and feedback from residents.
Yeah, so we try and make sure that we've got some high degree of understanding of where flood waters will go at any particular event in any community. So we've been doing some flood mapping in Heathcote. And if you know Heathcote, the McIver Creek runs through the middle of Heathcote, and then there's lots of little tributaries that run into that. So we've done some testing of modelling of that, of what happens in a rain event, a significant rain event. But then we're going to the community and saying, what do you think? And is this model saying what really happens? Local knowledge is so important when we're talking about local events like this. People see it, they remember it, they understand it. So we're going to the Barrack Reserve on the weekend, the Heathcote Bush Market, to be able to listen to people and understand what their thoughts are about our mapping and see if we've got the right systems and processes in place to make it, to try and mitigate that flooding risk to community.
It's another good sign that things are coming back. You're calling out for local bands to enter the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, it's out of our age range, this one.
you speak for yourself, mate.
Year old.
Oh, 12 to 25, okay, yeah.
Well, I think it was a pretty safe statement.
I think in retrospect, yes.
So this is Yo Bendigo. This is our youth council calling and setting up a Battle of the Bands for our young people to come along and demonstrate their skills, band singers, rappers, acoustics, DJs, whatever they might be. This is an event to be held on July 3 at the Old Church on the Hill in Quarry Hill. And it's just an opportunity for 15 minutes on stage, basically, to show your talents. It's a freezer event, so it's alcohol-free and those sorts of things. It'll be well secured and looked after. But looking out for anyone that wants to put their name forward or a band, local band that's thinking of setting up and getting going, there's a bit of opportunity to get some free support if they're the winner to move on and do a bit more work. So great opportunity for our young people to get on stage and show how good they are in the music talents.
Yeah, fantastic. All righty, Craig, we'll leave it there. Thank you. Have a great week. Fingers crossed everything starts to get back towards normal tomorrow, and we'll have a chat to you next week.
Let's hope so. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Steve.